Simin nun gimel halacha dal. Yerakos are pears, fruit, vegetables or fruit. Shekoshin roisim mayim sheyischamtu, that are soaked in salt water so that they should become pickled. Even if these vegetables are commonly pickled, going gorkin, orgis, retta, riban, zwickel, barkis, kraut, which are gherkins, cucumbers, rhubarbs, gourds, beets, or cabbage. You would only make a shahakal on the liquid. Even though the flavor of the vegetable fruit is present in the liquid, since the main purpose of soaking it is not to make put flavor into the of the vegetables or fruits into the water, but rather so that they themselves, the fruits and vegetables, should become pickled through the soaking of the pickling juice. You would only make a shahakal on a liquid. However, if one first ate the vegetable, and made a bar piadama on it, right then afterwards he wants to drink the liquid as well. Right then there is a suffix whether he makes a bracha on the liquid or not. Kishema yatsa b'berichas bar piadama gam al reitiv, because perhaps he is yaitse with the bar piadama also on the reitiv. L'chein lo yasa kein, therefore you should not do this. Halacha, hey, v'chein peres v'yarkos v'kidney etzor kadayma. Similarly, regards to fruit, vegetables, legumes, and the like. Shabishlam b'mashka, that one cooked in a liquid. Shesh lo tam b'atzmusa, that has its own flavor. G'goyim b'chametz borsht b'chalo, such as if one cooked these items in vinegar, in borscht, or in milk, mevarchim al right of shahakal, you'd make on the right of a shahakal. V'machot chilas amaychol, if you first ate the solid food and you made the appropriate bracha, yeshtafikim al im ein harayt im nifter bracha zayis, there is a suffix whether or not the liquid is exempted from the bracha. Halacha vav. Raisins that have enough moisture, that if you were to crush them, their honey, which means the extract for the raisin, would come out. If one took such raisins and crushed them and soaked them in water, for the purpose of drinking liquid and not for the sake of eating the raisins, the halach is if they were soaked for 3 days and they were bubbling due to the fermentation, because it is a sort of type of wine process, and then after 3 days he poured out the juice into a different utensil. Hari mashka zu yayin gomer. This mashk is yayin gomer. Mavarchal and barpi hagafen, you'd make a barpi hagafen. Lachem brachal mi enchalash, you'd make an almechia mi enchalash. Mikomakom shetrichem kais yayin yaitzen bay. And wherever a cup of wine is required, you can be yaitze with your obligation with this raisin wine. A trichem likreis, but when producing the wine, you must see to it, you hatzimukim. I apologize. That the raisins constitute more than 1/6 of the volume of the water which they were soaked. And when making the calculation, the volume of the raisins is considered according to the size that they were when they were moist, before they were dried. Vidafka. When it was, however, it's considered wine only when it's processed by the soaking the raisins, like I've written before. But if one cooked the raisins in water, the liquid does not become wine through its cooking. If one soaked or cooked the raisins, the attention to eating the raisins besides drinking the juice, there are many svekas what bracha you make on the mashka, and you have to look at the Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Berurah, which discusses this case.